Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, Marchand's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. Mel has the up and going. Apparently it froze, so if you go back to watch it again a little while later,
you're not going
to
see the whole show.
It's back, but sorry, apparently, you know how Mondays are. It's just a Monday around the world.
Yeah.
The online telecast brought to you by Town and Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We have Anita Stewart in house this morning. And Anita is the executive director of United Way for Clinton County. How are you?
It is a good
Hold
Monday
on.
For me.
There we go. Try that again.
Oh, it's a good Monday.
It's a good Monday?
Yeah, so far.
Do you have your holiday decorations put up?
I do.
Do you have your shopping done?
About 50%.
Mm-hmm. That's so pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah, usually I'm stressing us the last minute.
Did you find that prices were higher this year?
I'm going to be real honest with you. I haven't been in the stores. I've done the Amazon specials. But I do think that they raised the price and then did half price.
So you still got it for the regular price.
So, I feel like the prices were higher. But I haven't been in store shopping yet, but I will.
Do you like to go in the store shopping?
Sometimes. I'm not. I don't really like to shop.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do, it's just like, do it and be done.
Mm-hmm. I like going in early in the mornings when it's quiet.
Yeah.
And that's when I like to go in.
Yeah,
because I can take my time and look and...
Well, I usually have a list, and so I go in and I'm looking for a specific thing.
I do, but 90% of the time I don't stick to it just because I'll see something that I think would fit better.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. You know,
so it's more like a guideline then.
Yeah, it is.
We're downsizing this year. Basically, I have most adults except for the four grandkids. So we downsized big time.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were doing that. As I asked around where I was somewhere over the weekend, and that's what most people said. We drew names this year, and they said it's the first time they'd done it. And I think people are doing it because prices are so much higher this year.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's okay. It's really about the thought of the season.
You know, I think people play more games and probably enjoy it just as much, if not more. So we're doing our family Christmas get-together this weekend, and we're actually going out to the park. And so my kids are making the food, and I have to do all the entertainment. So I've got games planned. We're having a dance-off contest. I know that. So I've sent them a video that they have to practice this dance per family. And then we're going to go out to the park, and we're going to do the Antioch with the horse thing.
Yes.
So pretty excited about that.
The trolley.
Yeah.
How fun. Well, the trolley was in the parade, and it was really neat.
I looked at it. I thought, oh, good. We can all fit on that.
That's funny. Oh, and by the way, I do want to comment. You know, I was at church yesterday, and the choir at church was amazing. And so I just want to give a shout out to the St. Matthew United Methodist Church choir yesterday that was nicely done. It was, they were, you know, that's one thing in churches. It's hard to find pianists and organists and things to keep your musical department going. And we're still fortunate there that, knock on wood, that we are able to do that. But they do such a good job. And I know some other churches do as well. But man, yesterday it was. It was really good. So I just want to give a shout out to the choir at church. So now you have some things going on as well.
We always have stuff going on.
I know you do. I know. So tell us, bring us into your world. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I don't even know where to start. Probably the biggest thing is today and tomorrow, we partner with Healthy Communities. And with that, Healthy Communities does their drive to get toys for families. And we work on getting food bags for people. And this year, the food bags are totally packed. So we had AMVC provide all the sausage for people. We had ConAgra do pancakes and syrup. We have Frito-Lay, of course, who gives us tons and tons of snack stuff for the kids. And then Laura wrote a grant and Carol Price wrote a grant, so we get to add extra food. So now they've got chicken, and they've got hamburger, and they've got hot dogs. We've got bread. We've got stuff for them. We actually did like meals, so they can actually make spaghetti. They can make chili. They can do sloppy joes. Then they have like a chicken when they get like mashed or potatoes. They got apples, fruit. So they got three different bags of stuff. So pretty excited this year. So
that's awesome.
Between that, those three grants, we were able to add another. What was it? $7,000 to buy food. So basically, that was $52 per bag, and that doesn't include all the free stuff that we got. So if they're signed up for Healthy Communities, they can go today and tomorrow to pick up their stuff from 9 to 4. So we got their toys and their food ready. So that was really nice. And then AMVC came and they helped pack the bags, and there were three of them. And they must have worked manufacturing, but because I thought I had it set up nicely, and they're like, we're going to rearrange this. And I watched them and thought, wow, you know, they did a great job. And they did 125 bags within 2 hours.
Wow.
I was like, and that was just the food stuff. I was like, whoa.
Sure.
So pretty
AMVC
exciting.
Swine Health Services, for those that don't know the AMVC part. Yeah, that's right. Well, they were Swine Health Services for years, and some people don't know about the AMVC part. So I wanted to make sure that everybody knew Dr. Harker and everybody out there got credit for that. Shannon and the gang. So we appreciate
them. They do an awesome job.
They do. Yeah. Great people for sure. So we've packed and we are ready to get those divvied out today and tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, what else do we have going on?
Well, of course, we have the food mobile pantries, okay? And with that, it is through Food Finders, and they have added, this month they added two extra, I'm going to call food boxes. That wasn't the actual drive-through that we do. They did their normal drive-through, but they also did boxes, so to kind of help people in between. And so they've upped their numbers. We usually do 125. They've upped their numbers to 200 to 250. So if people are needing that, get on our Facebook page, United Way for Clinton County. You can look on the Food Finders page. Our Healthy Communities, we all share it. So there is extra food because we know that's a big need in our community right now. And so come out to those food banks. We're ready to help people who need food.
I always worry about December because the kids are off for a couple of weeks, and I know they're not in school. So I'm sure you see the need in December go up for the food banks.
Absolutely. And then, you know, there's also, you got your Salvation Army. You've got all of the, out in the counties, you've got Mulberry's Food Pantry. You've got
Michigan Town.
You have Isaiah 55 out on Mulberry Jefferson. So there's several different food banks, the First Church of the Nazarene. So there's several different churches that you can go to provide food that can help you with food. So if you're struggling in between, or call United Way, you know, we know those contacts that we can help you with as well.
Check in with your local trustee. They've got the list too.
Yeah. So we definitely want to make sure people and kids have food during that break.
Yeah. I always think, oh, the kids are out of school. I hope they're getting enough food. And it's funny because, you know, some folks do not see that that's a need in our community. You know, we've talked to Carl several times and he just can't, you know, he's always surprised to hear that there are still children in our community that need food, for example.
Right. And I think a lot of times there's just a family. I mean, it really touched my heart. She moved here beginning of the school year and was with her fiance. And 2 weeks later, he passed away in a car accident.
Oh.
And so then she was staying at her place, his place, until she got evicted. And so center trustees, Jamie did a great job getting her apartment. And then she had nothing. I mean, she was asking for help. So just, I put the word out. Now she has a Christmas tree. She's a skirt. She's also got presents for the kids. We made sure she had food. And we dropped that off to her yesterday, and she just bawled. And I mean, your heart goes out to you because there are people out there, and she didn't really want to reach out, but she's like, I was desperate. I don't know anybody here. And it started with Jamie helping her. And that's what it's all about, you know, knowing where those resources are so you can get the help that you need.
And it's still in this community, I think, if you can find one person, I think we're so fortunate. They may not know, but they'll know who to put you in touch with.
Right.
Or if they don't, then, you know, it just kind of makes its way around to people being able to get what they need if they just reach out a little bit.
Right.
And it is the season to reach out, you know, especially when it comes to children.
Sometimes you got to set that pride aside.
Right. And so, I think she did for her kids.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when it comes to your kids.
Yeah. So I said, do you want me to wrap these gifts or do you want to wrap them? She said, well, I don't have any wrapping paper. I said, I can get you wrapping paper. I'll get you scissors.
No,
I'll get you whatever you need.
Sure.
And she was so excited that she actually gets to wrap the presents for her kids and put them underneath the tree.
I could totally see that.
I mean, those are just things I just take for granted. I don't even think about it. But, you know, that was a big deal to her to be able to wrap the presents for her kids.
Sure. How many kids does she have?
Two.
Bless their hearts. Yeah. Anita Stewart is executive director of United Way for Clinton County. And as we are, today's the 8th, so we're not quite halfway through the month yet, but we are nearing the end of the year. What are you looking back on 2025? What have been some of the highlights? And then let's talk about
challenges
and maybe what we're looking for 2026.
Okay. Oh, gosh, when I look back, I just feel like we do so many things, and it's not necessarily one's more important than the other. It just depends on the need.
It doesn't have to be in any order, just things that kind of stand out.
I always think of the backpack program, you know, when you see those kids lined up there, you know, that, I mean, we always struggle with the time of year that they get them, but still that need's there, and you still see the people. Oh, I got, man, that's a tough one. I got to do my long-term memory here, starting January.
Well, we had the West Campus open over at...
Oh, yeah.
That was
one
huge.
Of the biggies. That's probably the biggest thing that happened.
Sure.
That was most of last year, was working on getting the childcare up and running. So St. Matthew's West Campus, and not only that, but they're almost full. I think they only have 3, maybe 4 slots available there. And then the other one was getting phase 2 up, which is the baby room at St. Matthew's at the main campus, and that's full. So we definitely know that need is there. So that took a lot of my time, which meant Corey did a lot of the other normal things that we do. She kept that running, and she's probably not listening because I got her doing something, but she, I mean, I just appreciate her. She just automatically goes, hey, this is going on, this going on, because I'm so wrapped up trying to get childcare going that she just keeps the office running. So I appreciate her a lot.
I continue to hear, though, infant room is full. Infant room is full. Is that still seems to be for infants a need in our community? So what can we do now to start to tackle that problem?
Well, I'm still working on that. So our phase 3 project that we had failed. Okay, I was trying to get the location and stuff, so that fell through. When you have people turn over, different people come in, they have different ideas of how they want to do things, and I'm not knocking that at all. I appreciate that. So Laura and I have talked, and we are, and this is how the Creator Career started. I mean, it looks totally different from where we started to where we are now. So I am re-looking at things right now, trying to figure out where we're going to go from there. But we still have funds, and we are still looking at what do we do? How do we get it? So is it building? Is it trying to renovate something again? Is it adding classrooms at St. Matthew's? Is it adding space at the schools? I don't know what that looks like yet. So I'm back to...
So it is still on the forefront of your mind, however.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So we know we still need more and we're still trying to figure that out.
Yes, for sure.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just... It's not a button you push and it just happens. You know, yeah. It takes time and getting people on board to do things and how can we do it cost effectively in this day and age and so on and so forth.
It just kind of gets disappointing sometimes because you put all this energy into it and you think, oh, this is going to happen even though you know it takes time. And then, you know, people change and stuff and different ideas and then you're back to square one. I'm like, oh. So
don't
we'll get
worry,
there.
Don't
we will
worry.
Get there.
That's
God's
right.
Got it.
That's God's got it. You are absolutely right. So looking at 2026, what are some of the things that you are already kind of penciling in as just to-do items?
The to-do is definitely to continue with the early learning. That's definitely a passion that we have in our office. And then what we're going to be doing is we're going to be, because it's been 6 years I've been at United Way. So when I first came, they had just done some listening sessions of what the community felt like we needed. So we're going to be setting up listening sessions. Okay, so it's been 6 years. Where do you see United Way? What do we need to be doing in the community? So I don't know what that exactly looks like yet, but we are preparing already, trying to get locations and stuff to do those listening sessions and have people come out and say, this is where I think you need to go now. This is what I think you need to do. So don't know what it looks like, but I'm curious to see what the community says we need to do. And Corey and I, we just do it.
I appreciate that you're asking the community.
Yeah.
What do you folks want? You know, and I like that, that you're giving them a say. And it also gives them some ownership to United Way, which is, you know, our dollars stay here in Clinton County. And I want people to remember that as well.
Right.
Well, speaking of dollars.
We are really down. We still don't have our final numbers, but our goal was 450 and we haven't even hit 400,000. So this is probably the worst campaign that we've had so far, but we still have two locations that haven't turned in. So I'm hoping that'll get us over the 400,000. But I do want to remind people that the Farmers Bank does have that Virtue Trust that if you have never given before, or if you give anything over what you gave last year, even if you've already given, you can still give again, and they will match that dollar for dollar. So I'm encouraging anybody who would still like to give, you know, anything would help. So this year is really tough. We know that, you know, the government was shut down during the time of our campaign and just a lot of rough things going on. And, you know, I understand that, you know, we're all in that same boat. But just to remember that your dollars are, like you said, they're staying in the community. We're helping families. We're still finding ways to do things, whether it's writing more grants. But our campaign is down. So if anybody has that heart and they want to give, we would definitely take anything they'd like to do.
I know we're almost a week past Giving Tuesday, but I always feel like the month of December, it's kind of Giving December, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
we'll take that.
I'll take it more than a Tuesday. I'm not picky.
Yeah, we'll take it 7 days a week.
Oddly, we have a community. We have a wonderful giving community here.
Yes, we do.
Are very fortunate. But we have great organizations. When I sit and think about the organizations in our community, you and Laura Archibald and, you know, I mean, there's Carol and so many others have such a mind and put it together so well that we're just really lucky here.
Well, we all work together and we all appreciate what each other does. And we know what each other does the best. And so we let you do your lane and we're here to help you with whatever you need. So I think that's the cool thing that we have in our community. When I go to other communities, they're like, oh no, we don't talk to them. I'm like, why not? But we don't have that here. We really don't. I mean, all the non-for-profits, I could pick up the phone anytime, call Edith. And this family I was talking about, I called her, I said, Edith, this family doesn't have any food. And I told her, she said, come on over right now. And, you know, I could call Coach Kids. I could talk to Carl and those guys and say, you know, these kids need something, they'll get an interview. It doesn't mean they necessarily have a mentor ready, but, you know, it's just that networking that we do with each other and just knowing how to guide them. And we're all open to, especially if one of us specifically call, they're going to go out of their way to try to help that family.
Yes, that is one of the things. It takes a village, and when the village all works together, things kind of happen. So I feel like we've got a pretty good village established.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. When it comes to emergency funds, are there still some available for this year, or are we kind of just waiting to see how things go, and do we need anything else emergency-wise this year?
I do have a little bit of funds left, okay? I have some funds left for food pantries, so if the food pantries are getting low, They actually, we set money aside specifically for our food pantries here in Clinton County, and they could apply for a grant. And a lot of them got like hams and stuff like that for, you know, their Thanksgiving time. But there is a little bit of funds there. So if any of our food pantries are running low, contact me. I'll send you out the grant form. It's just a one page. It's really simple compared to the normal grant. And so we still have some funds there. And then we do have some other discretionary funds for just emergencies that happen. It's not a lot left there. But yes, so if they contact me, we can look at it. It does go to our allocations committee. They have to review it and approve it. And then, you know, we just simply write you a check. So
I didn't know there was an allocations committee.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The allocations committees are the ones who review the grants. And basically, they decide how much you'll get. And then they take it to the board. And the board has to approve it from there.
Okay.
So this is the team. And then in January, we will do a follow-up with all of our non-for-profits and, you know, how's it going? You know, what are your needs? Maybe we know resources to help them. And how are you using those funds? Are you spending them, you know, appropriately? That kind of stuff. So there's that follow-up as well.
Yeah, I knew there was that kind of follow-up, but I didn't know. I thought maybe you guys just made that decision in-house there. And
no.
So
allocation committee is two board members. It's Corey and I. And then there's two people from the community who's not even with United Way that are on the case. So you have like a variety of different people.
That's mm-hmm. wise.
Yeah. Well, that was before me, so, mm-hmm. but I appreciate their wisdom.
Yeah, I do too. Again, yeah. You know, hearing from people in the community.
Yeah. So
I would assume since we're midway through December that all the funds that had already been applied for are all out.
Yes. There has not been one food bank that's been turned down for funds. Now, I had one of them ask for like $15,000. That was my whole budget. So, you know, I have to call and explain to them, you know, and they don't really know what to ask for. They're right. Like, I just didn't know how much to ask for.
Yeah.
But they're so appreciative for whatever they get.
I was
going to
say, I think they'd be thankful for whatever they get. All right, here's the $1 million question I always ask. If you had $1 million at this point, what would you put it towards with United Way?
Oh, man, that is a good $1 million question. I don't know. I probably do the early learning because I'm so passionate about it. I don't know if I'd use the whole million on that, but I would definitely put more into that because I just feel like if you get the kids young and get them educated, we're so much better off in the future, you know, and that is our future. So that's probably where I put a lot of it.
They are our future for sure. And then finally, what can we do as a community for you? I know you need some funds still. And if people have a giving heart at this time of the year and they're able to donate, I mean, because we United Way serves so many different organizations. But if people are willing to donate, so beyond the donation, what could we do for you as a community?
Just volunteers is huge. Or like if you just go to like our Facebook, which is United Way for Clinton County, on that Facebook, there's different needs that we put out there. We could have somebody contact us and say, hey, this or that, you know. And if you just follow that page, then if you have a heart that you want to give to that, or we have like we did the food bags, you know, we need food truck people to volunteer. There's so many volunteer opportunities. That's probably the biggest thing. And, you know, during the break, if you and your kids want to come out and volunteer, just follow that page because that's where we put out the need of what we need. We may put out like we're building food boxes. Clinton Central is doing a service project before they go on break. And we're putting together these food boxes to put out into the community, not in Frankfort, because we've got lots of banks. But then, you know, just if you have food, you want to donate because we got to keep these food
banks. Sure.
Yeah. And we're looking for things that, you know, pop-up cans that, you know, people who are homeless that they don't have a can opener.
Yeah, they just don't carry that around in
their
pocket every day.
Yeah, we need things that they can actually, you know, eat immediately. You know, plastic spoons or forks to put in there, something like that. Those are just things that, you know, people can donate that we make sure get into the boxes. So that's what we're looking like, Pop-Tarts, you know, just those little bags of cereal. You know, just anything that's easy and convenient for somebody to eat that's homeless that can get out of those boxes.
Well, you brought up homeless. Do we still have, I mean, this is another thing. Most people don't see homeless people in our community.
That's true.
Do we still have homeless people here?
Oh, definitely. Just go look underneath the bridge. Okay, that's where they like to hide out. Out by, what's the railroad place over here? I can't think of the name of it.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's right.
Called Menopause Fog Brain.
No. I just lose it.
Yeah,
I hear you.
But yes, we still have them. And so they just don't hang out downtown. They're more discreet. But yeah, we actually have a team from Healthy Communities that goes out and checks on them once a week.
So I was going to say, are there things that we need to donate for our homeless folks in our community as well? And what would those things be?
Blankets right now, socks, hand warmers, hats, and those would all go to Healthy Communities. They have a team that goes out and checks on them once a week.
Okay. I've always heard that socks are one of the biggest requests.
Yes. Yep.
Socks and underwear.
Yep. And we do still have our Bomba socks that they take out as well, mm-hmm. but we're also getting low on socks. We've distributed almost 5,000 pair of socks in our community.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yep. 5,000. And we get those every year that we distribute. So.
And then do you know anything? I was thinking, you know, it was really cold the other day, but we really haven't even had our cold temperatures yet.
That's what
it's
they're saying.
Coming. Yes. Yeah. Knock on wood, we haven't been in the, and I don't even want to say it because I'm afraid we will, but we haven't been in negative numbers yet. Cold shelters and things like that, do we have any of those warming places around? I know some churches open up and some things, but do we have really a designated specific location?
The sheriff's department is doing that again this year. I think it has to be 20 degrees and they have cots out. But really, that's the only one I've heard of. I probably need to follow up on that because you're right. It's coming that time.
That's what I was thinking about that the other day.
I'll check on that and then I can get you some information.
That's fine. Thank you very much. All right, Anita, you are always a wealth of information. Anita Stewart is the executive director for United Way of Clinton County. And again, if you are feeling kind and would like to donate, those funds do stay here in our community. And she is going to tell us once again, she's actually taking notes. I love that. she's going to tell us again how folks can find you and so forth.
Right. So you can find us on United Way for Clinton County. And then I will get that warming station information out to you guys so you can put on your Clinton County Daily News.
That would be great. That way we can let folks know. We appreciate that. Anything else you would like to add for us today?
No. Only thing I can really say is, you know, I'm just thankful. I'm just so, I mean, I feel blessed with, you know, like I said, that family went to when I went to her house and I just got my car. And I thought, I mean, I know I was blessed, but when you actually see that, it makes you have a different heart. And I'm like, wow, I am so blessed. I mean, I walked in and she had, you know, one chair. No table or anything, and I didn't get to the bedrooms or anything, so I don't know, but I'm thinking, wow, you know, I look in my house and I got furniture from wall to wall. Mm-hmm. I got cabinets full of food. Mm-hmm. And just so blessed. I have heat, I have
water.
Lights, I got food. I'm just so blessed. So
we take it for granted, but no. I hear you, and it is the season to be grateful and remember the reason why we celebrate the season of Christmas as well. So Anita, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I enjoy coming and chatting with the ladies.
We love having you as well. Merry Christmas to you. And please send that on to Corey and everybody over there as well, too.
Will do.
All right. Well, we appreciate you as well. We hope you'll join us back here tomorrow again. We'll be talking about the 12 days of Christmas for the children and the 12 strays of Christmas with the animals at the Humane Society of Clinton County. In the meantime, have a great and safe day, everybody.